to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
There it is. Happy Friday!
It's Friday!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Woohoo!
I don't think anybody's ready for this. I'm ready for this. Cheyenne told me not even 20 seconds ago, I'm coming down with a cold.
I think I got a cold coming on.
I was like, oh no.
I am not.
I thought you were just tired.
Okay. No, I mean, but I think it's because I am not feeling great. Yesterday today, I thought it was because we were talking too much. My throat was like, ugh, I'm a little tired.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
And then we've been working
like dogs.
It's so much.
We've been working like dogs to put this show together. It's Nico Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9. Brand new show debuted on Wednesday. I would say we collectively started off at like a C+.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is like a reasonable grade. And now, after yesterday's show, we're at like a B-.
I like that we're getting better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
a
good sign.
So much improvement. We had the President of the United States on the phone yesterday.
I know.
So we might have to get him back on the phone today. People love that.
They really did,
though. Crazy for him.
I know.
I mean, I love him, too.
Well, now we got his phone number, so he's kind of stuck with us at this point.
Because he did say, we are making radio great again.
He did say that.
And I was very flattered by that.
That is such a compliment.
Yeah.
Especially from...
Can you say...
The president.
Hats?
Hats.
Yeah. Make radio great again?
I like it.
Nico, Cheyenne?
We could do them in red.
Yeah, hell yeah. What else would we do? All right, guys. Well, happy Friday. I got a weather report update because it hasn't rained in the valley in 135 days.
Yeah, it's gross.
Significantly. Mm-hmm. Like, it is sprinkled in different parts of the valley. Like, I think Fountain Hills got a little sprinkling a couple months ago, but that was about it.
A couple months ago.
So, it's been 135 days. The dust on my car actually has dust on it.
Uh-huh.
The dust has dust on it.
Yeah.
The dust is even saying, yeah. Hey,
it's time.
Maybe you should run me through a wash or something, man. But no, I'm holding out for that rain.
And do we have rain coming?
No.
Oh. And really had me coming along that ride with you.
My point is another 14 days, and we will break a record here in the valley.
I'd really rather not do that.
Which is 155 days with no rain.
All I pray for is that it doesn't rain like it did on waste management last year.
Oh, yeah, that was miserable.
That's all I pray for.
But I wasn't sweating my butt off, so I like that.
That is true.
All right, guys. Happy Friday. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up on Nico and Cheyenne. Stick around and enjoy a Friday show. Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Jennifer is a hypocrite.
Why is that?
Because her boyfriend has a vice. And you know what? I don't think it's that terrible.
Okay. I'm intrigued and I need to know.
I'm going
to
call her out. It's Nico Breaks the News. Let's call Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jennifer?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Jennifer. This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I've got news.
Listen, I don't know who you are.
I'm Nico.
Or how you know my name. I don't even know what Nico Breaks the News is or whatever. What do you?
I break the news. If you have any questions, I can gladly answer them. Yeah, my name's Nico.
Yeah, what is the news you want to give me?
Your boyfriend Carter has some news today.
Oh my God, what?
He wants you to know that he finds your criticism of his Cinnamon Toast Crunch usage very offensive and ridiculous.
Really?
Yes. Apparently you criticize his usage of it every morning. Very offensive.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, that's what he has you calling me for.
Not only does he find it ridiculous that you criticize his usage of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and he used the word usage, not consumption, for some reason. He also wanted to tell you that he knows you've been stealing handfuls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh my God, are you serious?
He claims that he has confirmed Cinnamon Toast Crunch dust on your fingers from time to time. Is this true?
What? He noticed?
Jennifer, this is Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9. You have been busted. Cinnamon handed.
I cannot believe this. What? He called you guys to call me about this?
Girl, oh my God.
How dare you?
You can't criticize and then steal the product as to which you are criticizing in the manner as to which you're criticizing.
I didn't fall in love with it until I was one day like, what is he going on about with this? And I took a handful, and then I realized. And after criticizing him so much, I couldn't.
You were already in too deep.
Go back. Yeah, I'm already committed to the bit. So I was just trying to get by. I guess now that I'm caught, I'm going to have to make it up to him. I have to get him like a Costco-sized box or something.
You guys could have a Cinnamon Toast Crunch date night. And y'all can just eat it together.
I'll be honest with you. If you haven't, just throw your hand in the box. Just get your grimy fingers into the entire box. Take a handful and your life will change
just
forever.
Just right in front of him.
So I can't blame you, Jennifer. Congratulations. Welcome to the dark side.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne, today we're going to talk about something that Abe, our producer, is very passionate about, and that is...
His daughter.
His daughter and being a cheap ass.
Okay. Okay.
It's for your one and only kid.
It's not cheap when you don't have it. I work in radio.
I mean, man makes a very valid point. That, we make no money.
That is also true. But they got you, man. They got you by the short and curlies.
Yeah. Yeah, the beanbag squeeze is in full effect.
So, your daughter Layla is a senior.
Oh, what?
In high school.
Yeah.
And of course, there are a few... responsibilities that
and
a senior and expenses that a senior must go through.
Dude.
As tradition, and you're feeling that Scottsdale pain.
If we
right
could
now.
Just rewind time, I will never complain about that $50 activity fee ever again.
Because this
all right, so tell
overdoes
us what's going on.
The $50 fee.
Yeah,
so it's that time, you know. It's senior pictures and yearbooks and yearbook ads and this, that, and the other. And all I'm saying is these picture packages are basically the exact same that we've seen the last couple years.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that's changed is the price.
What are we talking here?
Between the picture package the yearbook ad and all that, we're like just under a G.
What?
This is what I have to say to that.
Exactly. And
that's,
I mean,
wild.
Like, obviously, she has a mother. So, you know, we are splitting things. So because of that and because of our large families, we didn't cheap out either. Like, we got... like probably the best package.
I think as you should. Like I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly for pictures. We didn't do the trinkets and doodads. You'd be surprised what they will put those pictures on.
Trinkets and doodads, man. Those get expensive.
They really do. Uh-huh.
Yeah, those add up. But you're just talking about the like get the photos.
Yes. Yeah. All the different sizes from wallets to the 8x10s.
If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure that Gloria from our church did my senior photos because she was the only one with a DSLR camera.
Ah.
She put me in front of a white screen at her house because she does home photos, and I'm pretty sure we printed those out at JCPenney for $14.99.
I think I did mine at JCPenney.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
My cousin did mine, and I had about four different outfit changes in multiple locations.
Oh, wow.
But he gave me the CD, and like he didn't charge me for it. So
Again, though, it progressed.
Yeah.
Because I graduated in 1996.
Correct.
So we didn't really care about all those resources.
And then Abe, when did you graduate high school?
99.
And I graduated in 2009.
Yeah.
So.
One outfit for me.
The look on Nico's face.
10 years later, though. That's like...
Right?
Yeah.
We didn't even do outfit changes. It was like you wear a suit and you look like you're, you know...
Oh, no. I had my Letterman's jacket and everything.
So yours was probably like $500.
It would have been probably.
And then in like 2019, 10 years after that, you're looking at another $500.
Ooh.
My kid is going to be a senior in 4 years, and that makes me sick to my stomach.
And nowadays, the high school uses one specific company. So if you want to go rogue, like you probably can, obviously.
Yeah.
You're right, but like you're not going to have all those advantages.
Yeah, you're going to be like the person in the group chat with an Android phone.
That sounds it just sounds like...
You can't do it. Everybody's got to have the iPhone, and it sounds very scammy to me.
They definitely went to the weddings and funerals college of how to rip people off.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I feel for you. My wallet feels for you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I have something similar. There's an industry that is gouging because of a certain circumstance. It's not high school senior photos, but it's oddly related. I will share it with you next. Stick around, Camel Nation. Here we go again. Scottsdaling. Because your daughter goes to Chaparral High School.
In Scottsdale.
in Scottsdale.
It is very Scottsdale-y.
Yeah.
And producer AB Baby is dealing with the fact that he has to pay close to, well, he's splitting. The cost of her senior photos is?
Just under a G.
$1,000.
That's so much money. That's wild.
I had to think about this for a second because I try to block this out of my brain completely. There is an industry that preys on certain customers, and I will explain.
Okay.
I got married, and we needed transportation for this wedding. Strictly transportation. I wasn't getting limousines for all the, you know, the people that came to my wedding, all the guests going from the ceremony to the reception.
You got transportation for all of your guests?
I had to. It was in New York City, and you know, a lot of them were from out of town, so I didn't want them to have to navigate subway systems or get
That is cabs. So polite of you.
So I wanted to do the right thing. I wanted to get some buses outside of the church to bus them to the reception.
That's cool.
When I was starting to contact, you know, different places, I started with the limousine companies. And I was like, oh, how much is a party bus? And, you know, I got 80 people. You can't get, you know, enough party buses under ungodly amount of money for 80 people. So we decided to do city buses.
I didn't even know you could rent city buses.
In New York City, this is a thing. I can imagine. Maybe it's a thing here because some of them, like when they're not running, you know, they're just there.
They're sitting.
They're lying in wait. And when we're contacting all these limousine companies or whatever you would call them, travel services companies, the first thing they would ask you is, what's the event? And I knew something was fishy if the event changed the price and not just how many people it was.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wait a second, shouldn't it just matter like how many bodies you're moving from one place to
another?
How
many butts and seats?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's how everything works in this world.
Right.
Like, airplanes don't go, oh, you're going to your destination wedding? Guess what? That's going to cost a little bit more than
five G's a seat.
Yeah. So I knew there was something fishy going on when the price changed because it was a wedding. They would go, oh, yeah, that'd be $200 an hour, let's just say, for the city bus.
Right.
Wherever you want to go in the city, $200 an hour. And then you go, what's the event? Oh, it's a wedding. Oh, yeah, that's $400 an hour.
No.
And I'm like, wait a second. They doubled the charge? Because it was a wedding, and you know you do this, you limousine companies, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know whether it's a Sweet 16
or
a quinceañera or it's, you know, a wedding. They change their prices for the event. Mm. It's scummy.
Mm.
It's very scammy and scummy, and I don't like it.
Let's just say
your daughter Layla's photos were just like, hey, I'm just taking photos out in the garden.
Because she's so pretty.
They would cost less than because they are senior photos.
So what'd you do?
So here's what
How'd you get around it?
Okay, here's what I did, Cheyenne. Ooh. I contacted the city bus services and I said, hey, I need three city buses for 2 hours. And I need them to be at this address, let's say 34th Street and 5th Avenue in Brooklyn. Please pick us up there and drop us off at this location. And that's all I told them. And they were like, okay, yeah, we can do it that way. No problem. I skirted around the whole question of what's the event. I was like, no, you just need to move some family members from one location to another. That's it. So when the buses showed up, they realized it was outside of a church. I immediately got a phone call.
Sir, is this a wedding?
I said, we're having fun. We have a group of people and I need you to take them from one place to another. That's it. That's all I asked for your help. And I got away with it. They charged me the cheaper rate, which I think was like $200 an hour. And Nico wins the day.
Yay! Woohoo! That was smart.
I had to do it that way. So just an FYI.
That's wild to me. Like, what for what reason? If you could genuinely tell me that it was insurance purposes, then okay. Like,
their excuse was they tidy up a little bit better.
You should tidy up anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a paying service.
Like if you know there's a wedding.
We put in more effort in looking presentable when we know that it's a formal event.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
So if you're scouting wedding venues, say you're just hanging out and throwing a party. Do not say it's a wedding.
Don't say the W word.
The only thing we married to is this good time, y'all.
Rappy, Rappy, call Rappy, Rappy. So I get a text message yesterday. And mind you, I was on Camel Country 6 years ago.
Yes.
For a year. And at that time, I was supporting Rappy Law Group.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a text message yesterday. And it says, holy shish kebab.
Oh, yeah.
But he said the real version, back on Camel.
Love that.
And I said, we back, baby. We put together a solid team. And back to having fun in the mornings.
Yes.
That was my response. And mind you, this person is in my phone as RAFI. So that person responded, "That's so amazing. We've missed you." So we've missed you. Okay. Maybe talking about like the conglomerate of the law team.
Yeah.
Maybe the entire team missed me. So I'm thinking, ooh, like this is an opportunity to endorse Raffi Law Group again.
Yes.
So I said, "I missed you too. We should definitely get the band back together." And then I threw the shaka emoji, like the hang loose.
Uh-huh.
So then the response was, "More 4th of July hangs, please." Right there, I scratched my head a little bit. And then I looked at the phone number, and it's a 973 area code, which is actually New Jersey. And I'm very familiar with it because I used to live in New Jersey for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
So I thought to myself, wait, is Brandon Raffi, maybe Brandon Raffi was born and raised in New Jersey, but he doesn't sound like he's from New Jersey.
No, he does not.
And I know what New Jersey sounds like. He does not sound like that. So then I started thinking, I'm like, what if this is not Brandon Raffi? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the moral of the story is, it was not Brandon Raffi.
Who was it?
It was record rep to the country music stars, Raffi.
Oh!
Rafaela.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Who is married to my friend, Ray Mariner, who I've known for years and years and years and years.
That's so
years.
Funny.
And when I got into country music, I was introduced to Raffi.
Yeah.
So I put her in my phone as R-A-F-I, which I don't know if that's how you spell Raffi, but that's how you spell Raffi. So then I said, "Do we really have to wait that long? Regardless, we will celebrate." And then Raffi said, "Amen. So happy for you." So now I'm on tour.
Yeah.
I know by the 4th of July hangs, please, because I've never hung out with Brandon Raffi on 4th of July.
Yeah.
It was just not something we did in our working relationship.
Yeah.
So, holy smokes, I said thank you so much with a bunch of heart symbols when I finally figured out who I was texting 3/4 of the way through the text message string. So
perfect.
I'm also trying to play like, you know, Mr. Cool, friendly guy, but also like a little bit of business guy.
Yeah, you gotta, it's a nice happy medium and you gotta play it right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like right in the sweet spot and that could have gone terribly wrong.
Terribly wrong. Are you ever gonna tell her?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. But this actually is some free press for our friend Brandon Raffi. So
call Raffi Raffi.
Hey, if you really want to call me, my number is 602-894-5653. Thank you, Brandon Raffi.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Okay, what the heck is going on in Tempe?
Let me tell you the drama. This has to do with Tempe City Council, okay?
Ooh.
So you remember back in 2022 when the Arizona Coyotes were trying to put in that amazing idea of the entertainment district?
Yes,
right?
Because they wanted to set up an arena.
Yeah.
They lost Gila River Arena, which is now Desert Diamond Arena, and they wanted to relocate to downtown Tempe.
Yes, which ended up having to go to a vote to residents. So within this time, couple of things happened. Number one, there was a group that was very anti-entertainment district. Very, what'd you call them?
The Anti-Fun League.
Anti-Fun League,
the
yes.
Anti-Fun League.
Yes.
Okay.
Because us in the studio, we were very much, number one, pro-Arizona Coyotes and pro-a new entertainment district. So what the city council did in Tempe is that they hired a social media consultant group, okay? During this time frame. Now, the reason why this is important is because there was a closed door city council meeting back, I think, October of 22. And generally, an executive session for city council with closed doors has to do with anything that's like legal advice, contract negotiations, human resources, stuff like that, right?
Mm.
Arizona has a law that is called the open meeting law. The open meeting law is that all meetings that are of any public body shall be open to the public, and all persons who desire to go to the meeting should be allowed to attend the meetings, right?
Gotcha.
So this meeting with the social media consultants should have been open to the public, but it wasn't.
Ooh.
Which is why this is coming around.
Right.
Because the Arizona Attorney General sent a letter to the city council saying, hey, these meetings were unlawful and should have never been behind closed doors. So what did the council had to do? They had to release the minutes.
They had to reveal what happened in the closed door meeting.
Which also came with recordings.
Ooh.
Within these recordings was the social media consultants basically name calling the anti Entertainment District Group. Okay. So there was one league
guy. The Anti-Fun League,
Which, love you guys. No hate. We just really wanted the Entertainment District. Okay. We were very much pro it. Okay. But there was one leader of that side where they referred to him as, quote, a crazy uncle. And then referred to all of them as a whole as cave people. Which name calling is not fun. Here was the problem, though. The problem that people are having was that the city council in Tempe did nothing to stop the name calling. And they allowed the closed door bullying without the guy there to defend himself.
Wow.
It's kind of dirty. So I listened to the meeting. It's like a 13-minute recording.
Is it saucy?
It's not really saucy in the way of, like, you really want to, like, get into it. But, I mean, it's pretty blatant. They very much call him a crazy uncle.
And make fun of this guy.
Refer to them as cave people.
Aw, I feel bad for crazy uncle now.
You know, it was rude. I mean, it was really rude and kind of childish. If I got this article off of ABC 15, and if you go to their website, you can find it. And the recording is there. So you're welcome to help yourself.
I have a great idea.
What?
My area where I live in Norterra. I live in the Norterra area.
Love that area.
It's got some fun stuff, but we really need like an entertainment district.
I would agree with that.
We would not argue or get mad at, well, maybe there would be some cranky uncles. Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
So the people of Tempe, please allow the fun.
Somewhere.
Allow the entertainment.
Someone in the valley, allow it, because
Tempe's
I want...
Tempe's wild as it is, though.
I know. Dude, you know that what? District would have been
In fact,
lit.
I am cranky uncle. Tempe, you do not need entertainment districts, okay? You got the Tempe Marketplace, which
You've
is pretty
Mill
lit.
You've got Mill Street, man.
You got Mill Avenue, which is very lit. You're good, okay? No more. You got the Tempe Beach Park. No more, Tempe!
We'll spread the love.
No more fun for you. It's coming to Happy Valley. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9. Cheyenne.
Yes.
When was the last time you walked into a Starbucks location?
That wasn't at Safeway. Years.
Been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a really long time.
I also can't remember the last time I walked up to a register and said, I have a venti iced coffee, please. Never. I haven't done that.
Yeah, never.
Years or years or years. And I always thought that Starbucks was that type of place that invited. They're always known for their music. I play it every day on my Google Play at home. I'm like, hey, Google, play some Starbucks music.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
And it's just lovely jazz, or it plays like some Jason Mraz, like, tuna, tuna.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you should do that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very calm and very relaxing.
Yeah.
Nice background music.
I like it.
Like, you're not going to play the Black Eyed Peas. You know what I mean?
You ain't lady humping in Starbucks.
I'm not trying to wash dishes to the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, Starbucks has a new policy.
It's not that it's new. They're reversing the current policy.
Okay.
Back in 2018, they had to put a policy in place. There was one specific store that had a no lingering policy, no loitering. Like, if you were going to be in there, you had to be a buying customer.
Right.
Two guys went in there for a business meeting. They hadn't bought anything. They tried to kick him out. It ended up turning into a lawsuit, and Starbucks was super embarrassed by it. Whoa. So, thus came their everyone is welcome open door policy.
Yeah, and they were always known for having the best and the freest Wi-Fi.
Yes.
In New York City, at least, like if you walked into a Starbucks, like if you needed to do something online, you would pop into a Starbucks.
Yes.
Because they had the freest and the most easy to connect to Wi-Fi.
Well, that is no more.
No.
You're no longer able to do that. And the reason behind it, what they're saying, let me just get to the bottom of this. The bottom of it is because Starbucks' sales are sagging. They're down. They're not doing well. So now they want to prioritize paying customers.
Whoa.
So now they're going to kick everybody out that is not buying something to prioritize the people who are. And they're hoping that it's going to help with bring back that coffee house feeling.
Right.
They're hoping it's going to help with the long drive-through lines and the backups on mobile orders. Is really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But the days of just going into Starbucks and being like, hey, can we meet for 10, 15 minutes? Yeah, you want to meet at Starbucks down the road?
Meet you at Starbucks.
Not without a paying coffee, you're not.
No.
Because they will ask you.
$8. To leave. Boom. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just expect
the whole walking into a restaurant or some type of food services place that you're using what they're giving you.
Like, yeah,
they're offering coffee, you're gonna buy some coffee.
Yeah, I did not know that Starbucks had this open door policy until I read that they were getting rid of said policy.
I want to hear from somebody who is a Starbucks goer that doesn't buy anything.
Right?
I want to look into the mind of this psychopath.
I would feel it's like walking into a store and walking out without buying anything.
Don't get me wrong, I'm a meanderer. If I walk into Best Buy, I'm going there for a purpose, but also I will walk those halls for a long time.
Same.
The shelves, I will make sure that everything is still in its place that was there months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. I can walk to a department store and go, oh, men's shoes. I'm not here for men's shoes, but you know what?
Yeah.
I'm perusing.
I love perusing. It's one of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to buy something.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel weird. Also, I feel like employees will judge you if they see you walk in and then watch you leave without anything.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be judged.
And also sometimes when you go into a place and a person's not there for a particular reason, they are just meandering or, you know, the staff is kind of like, you know what? Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Okay? Keep it moving, bud.
Yeah. Like, it's weird. It's uncomfortable. But Starbucks is definitely not allowing it anymore.
So there it is, folks. If you plan on meandering or perusing or chilling at a Starbucks, no more.
They're going to ask you to leave.
See ya.
Bye.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It feels good this morning.
It really does.
I don't know what it is about this trifecta that we have happening here. Would you be offended if I called this the Holy Trinity?
I wouldn't be, but the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, might be offended.
We don't want to make him mad. The three amigos. It's Nico, Cheyenne, producer AB Baby, and today I want to talk about my wife's need to change her name.
What do you mean change her name? Like change Dana?
I've been with her for a long time.
Yeah.
Not Dana. The root of Dana pretty much stays. Okay. So she's had a couple different transitions over the years. Mm-hmm. What I called her on the air.
Oh, her on air name.
Yeah.
Her personality.
I would call her girlfriend Dana before she was married. Then it was fiance Dana. Mm. Then it's wifey Dana. And then it was BK Dana, Brooklyn Dana, because she's from Brooklyn. She has a very Brooklyn accent.
She is. Honestly, she's one of my favorite people.
Mine too.
I love to sit and have conversations with her because she's so feisty.
Not just saying that, but she came up to me and she said, "Babe, here's what I propose. I think because you are now with Cheyenne on the air every mm-hmm. morning, who is undoubtedly the queen of Camel."
Yes, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I've been here for five years. Feel like I've earned that.
My wife wants to be known as the First Lady.
Ah, First Lady
Camel
Dana.
Country. Yeah. First Lady of Camel Country is Dana. All this is obviously we're recognizing the fact that Blando is our boss.
Yeah.
And also on the air here in the middays just after us. So should we call him the king?
No.
But he kind of is the king. Like whatever he says goes.
No, he can be the prime minister.
Okay.
He's
I like
Prime
that.
Minister. Well, if you don't like
Prime Minister PM Blando.
Yeah, PM Blando.
Okay.
He's going to be the Prime Minister. Because even like overseas in the UK, like the Queen is the Queen, but like the Prime Minister really just kind of runs things.
True.
So.
True. He doesn't handle like the international stuff like the Queen does. Yes, we will be nice to you today.
She's the face of the country.
Meanwhile, he's actually in the nitty gritty taking care of the numbers. Okay.
So
he's the Prime Minister. PM Blando. And Abe is our maester.
Yes.
100%. Are you okay with that?
I feel like I don't have a choice.
You know, from Game of Thrones, the maester was like the medicine man.
I mean, I'm familiar.
So you're
he's the, not confident
I'm
in it.
With the term, I was thinking it had something more to do with something else than medicine.
Are you thinking like the Joker, like the?
No, not a Joker.
I just feel like you cook up some special audio for us as the producer.
I'll take it.
So like you are the scientist who's like kind of putting all the recipes together.
I'll take that.
I'm not calling you a chef, like Chef Abe.
I'm good with that too.
Oh.
I was not expecting that.
All right.
Well, because, you know.
He is very proud of his
cooking.
Whether
it's the kitchen or the studio, I'm cooking up something.
Ooh, fire. Hey.
So we are all in agreement that Dana, my wife, Brooklyn Dana, can be the First Lady of Camel Country.
Which would make you the president.
Well, yes. I didn't want to say
that.
Well, I'm not the First Lady. Hey! Am I the only one that calls him Lukey Dookie, or is that common?
you're definitely one of one on that.
I don't know why. Every time I refer to Luke Bryan, I just say Lukey Dookie.
I don't know.
I mean, off air I do, but I didn't know that that was okay to say.
Oh, you do? Did I get it from you? Did he have like a poop story or something?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Apparently, Luke Bryan was asked what he had left to accomplish in his career after achieving 30 number one hits, which is obviously insane.
Yeah.
Countless industry awards, consistently selling out tours. And he said,
I just want to be happy.
Sorry.
I want to be happy.
He said, you know, you heard some stories about becoming an old curmudgeon as you get older, and I don't want to be like that.
I just want to have fun.
Have fun with his career and look back and say, damn, that was fun.
I love that. I think that at some point we all get to a point where like we want to look back and just like be proud of what we've done. And
I'm big on no regrets.
Yeah, you can't have any. It's regerts.
Regerts?
Yeah, it's regerts.
No regerts at all. I believe that I've had a very blessed career in life leading up to this point right now. Now it's over. But but up until this point, I've had the best time ever. And my wife is always concerned about me turning into my dad. My dad has become... And I think it's because he hadn't had fun his entire life. He worked his ass off, which is why I was never like raised by my dad. Mm-hmm. He was never around because he worked from crack of dawn all the way to midnight every single day of my life. So I think now that he's an older man, I'm like, enjoy it. He's like, Nico, I can't enjoy it. If I'm not working, I'm not enjoying it.
Oh.
So he's like really cranky.
Oh, he's just a cranky old man?
Yeah. So
that's unfortunate.
I don't want to become that old curmudgeon either.
What could you look back on your life right now and just be like, damn, I did that?
It'll take me 10 minutes to run down my entire career, and I could say, damn, that was fun for every part of it. And I hope that continues.
I'm only 6 years into radio. So I think at this point, most of what I do, I look back and I can say, damn, I did that. But my biggest thing is that I am not a statistic as a single mom.
Oh.
And I think for me,
from
being from such a small town, that's what I hang my hat on every day.
Yeah.
I'm not living off of anyone. You know, I don't get child support. I am truly giving my kids a life with memories based off of the sweat and the work off of my own back. And because I'm not a statistic, that is my, damn, I did that.
That's nice. I love that. I love that, man.
I built that legacy on my own.
That is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very impressed by it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I truly do. I do appreciate that because it was not easy.
I would say for myself in the country music genre, I would say the first time I walked out on stage at Country Thunder.
That's dope.
That was fun.
On that vein, when we walked out on stage to announce Morgan Wallen, Country Thunder, that thing was packed to the brim.
I think my first time on stage, I'll be honest with you, was introducing Luke Bryan, ironically, full circle. Okay. So if you ever start to recognize a little curmudgeonness from me, Cheyenne, feel free to point that out.
I will.
And be like, hold up. That was like a very curmudgeon-y thing you just did.
I'm going to say, stop being so crabby.
Please don't do that ever
don't
again.
Don't be that crabby guy again.
And we're going to reflect on, damn, that was fun moments for you too, Camel Nation. Hit us up right now, 602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. So in order to avoid being a curmudgeon, Luke Bryan wants to always look back at his life and say, damn.
Damn. Damn. Damn. Damn.
That was good. There
that
you
was
go.
A good one.
That's
that
a tone
was
right
a good
there.
One.
Live tuning.
Damn. Damn, that was fun.
turn the knob a little bit.
All right, we got Peter and Mesa on the phone. Pete, can I call you Pete?
Hey. Yeah, that works. That's fun.
Okay, all right. Cool. I always feel weird. Pete, do you have a moment in your life where you were like,
damn, that was fun?
I do, 100%.
What happened?
When I was a sophomore in high school, I guess, what does that make you, like 15 or 16?
Yeah.
We were in a band with some of my closest friends in high school, and we got to play at a music festival, like a local music festival, and we opened up for Reba McEntire's band.
Shut your mouth!
Yeah.
What? Damn, that is fun! That's so cool!
We were playing during the day, downtown, and just, I remember the sun hitting us, and I was playing drums, and I just kind of had a moment. I was like, oh, I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it.
Aww!
get out of here. How dare you call my show and outcool me?
It was way cooler than us.
You can't outcool me. That was amazing, dude.
I actually still have the drum rug from Reba McEntire's band that I just kind of took.
You just took it? Hang around?
What's
and then
a drum rug? Is that the rug you put the drums on?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't scoot.
Oh, wow. I didn't know y'all had rugs.
We got our own rugs, man.
That is so cool. So what are you doing nowadays? Listening to our show. Awesome.
I work for a handyman company.
Oh, very cool.
Are you the man? Are you the handyman?
I'm one of the handymen.
Oh, handymen.
You know Cheyenne's looking for a handyman.
Hands are a plus.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's Nico and Cheyenne, and I had the greatest sleep ever last night.
Oh, did you get a new mattress?
No.
I love a good mattress. A new pillow?
No.
New bed sheets, because I sleep so well with brand new bed sheets.
No.
Oh, dang it. Why did you sleep so good?
Because this was happening.
The shower was on all night.
Why do I like that so much?
Isn't that so relaxing?
That was.
That is the sound of my son's sound machine.
Ooh.
Sleep machine. Sound sleep machine?
A sound machine. Yeah. I love a good
it
sound machine.
It makes this white noise, like buttery soft
That's
noise
nice.
That just soothes your brain. Literally, you can't think while it happens. That's my problem when I'm falling asleep, Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. Is I can't stop thinking, which will then translate to me staying up all night thinking. If you haven't tried a sound machine, I just want to encourage you to do it right now while you're driving. Just turn on some what? No, we don't.
Don't do that.
We don't need
don't
that.
Do that. Maybe make a that. Note or a reminder in your phone to do it later.
Now I do it. We have a Google Play in our room.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the smart speakers. You just tell it to do whatever you want it to do.
Yeah, hey Google.
So I just say, hey Google, play white noise and before I go to bed now. And like, it's so calming and relaxing and I pass out immediately.
I need people to understand that I have in-ear headphones, and when you do that, you white noise directly into my eardrum, and I like it.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
know what it is, but I like it.
And I will conk out because I have that comfort that, I'm ready to go. My wife, on the other hand, she needs to stare at her phone. She's one of these people that will literally just scroll, and then she'll fade out that way.
Yeah.
I can't look at screens.
Me neither.
That makes my brain go even quicker.
It hurts my eyes, but we don't, my youngest doesn't use a quote unquote white, he doesn't use a white sound machine.
Yeah.
He has an alarm clock that has multiple sounds on it.
Okay.
And he prefers rain. And I do too.
Ooh.
So both of us, he'll have his rain in his room and I'll have my rain in my room. And that's how we fall asleep.
To rain. See, the sound of rain makes me want to pee.
I get that.
Wake up with wet sheets.
I
know.
I don't have that problem.
I'd have wet dreams every single night, so I can't do that. But the calming noise, like sound of thunder in the distance. Just the distance.
Thunder's hit and miss for me because I am kind of scared of thunderstorms. Let me specify. It's thunder by itself.
Yeah.
Dry thunderstorms and me are not friends. I can do some. Sometimes I can do thunder with like the rain and all of the storm.
Yeah.
But thunder by itself and me.
I feel you.
Don't mess.
You just need a thunder buddy.
I've never had a thunder buddy.
Thunder buddies for life.
But I don't have a thunder buddy. And that
when
might
the
be
thunder
the problem.
Rose.
And the lightning strikes.
This is a nice story. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's Nico, Cheyenne here on Camel Country 107.9. Chandler is a very fertile land.
I think you could say that again. At least within the Chandler Fire Department.
There are no fires happening in Chandler because the firemen are busy just being busy.
Yeah. They're busy getting busy.
When I saw this story, it made me chuckle a lot. So there's 250 members of the Chandler Fire Department.
It's a solid department.
Okay, so that's several firehouses, several ladder companies. I don't know how they break them up. individually, but let's just say as a whole, 250 members. So almost 10% of the Chandler Fire Department in 2024 had a child, had a baby.
19 babies in 2024.
19 babies in 2024. And one member welcomed two babies.
It's either, I don't know if it's twins or if they're Irish twins. It's one or the other.
It was either a super quick turnaround. Yeah. Like he got his burger at the drive-thru and then immediately
went back
around for his fries because he forgot the fries. So it might have been one of those situations.
Yeah.
Or like you said, he might have got twin patties.
Yeah. In that case, good for
double
him.
Burger. So, man, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. They did a photo where all of them are standing there with all their
so
new
cute.
Babies. And also, might I point out that the Chandler Fire Department, I think this is also very popular within the fire department lately, because wherever I see a fireman, he's got a mustache.
Well, the mustache is very normal for firefighting.
Right?
That is a very, like, my dad's been on the fire department for just around 20 years.
Right.
He's never not had a mustache. It is very much so a cool. firefighter thing.
It's a very cool thing.
It's very...
T-shirt.
It's a thing.
Overalls and a mustache.
Yeah. So, but also, the majority of these babies were girls.
Oh,
they
I didn't know
They are in
that.
The girl department.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I am the loving father of a little boy. Uh-huh. I don't know what it's like to have a girl. And I think the majority of guys, well, I think so. The perception is that we want a boy. Like, we want our little boy. So all these beefcake firemen in Chandler have these little ladies to protect and take care
of
now.
And I will say, coming from the lady in the room, they be beefcakey in Chandler.
Yeah.
Chandler's got a good-looking fire department. I'm just saying.
Well, there you go. Folks, if you want to have a baby, marry a Chandler fireman.
Firefighter.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel 107.9. We had a monumental football game here in the Valley. It was a wild card playoff game between the Rams and the Vikings. And there's a ton of LA fans here in Phoenix. There's a ton of Minnesotans.
Did you know that the Rams, I don't know if it was the organization as a whole or if it was like an outside group, but they brought 30 charter buses in from LA with fans.
Wow.
They chartered people in.
That's so cool.
It was pretty cool to see on
Insta. It wasn't enough, but it was cool. There was a lot of purple. Yeah.
From your perspective, too many Rams fans?
I was impressed more with how many Vikings fans there were.
There were a lot.
I had no idea.
Bro, 3 out of 5 people I meet here in the Valley are from Minneapolis.
See, I'm not running into these people.
I run into them all the time.
And I go out to like watch sports in lots of places. And I'm like, yeah. So to be surrounded by these people, I'm like, where are y'all every weekend?
What a cool moment for you.
And why can't we not hang out more?
Abe needs more Vikings fans.
So real
friends.
Quick, Abe's family originally is from Minnesota. Your father's
just
side?
Just my dad, yeah.
Yeah, which obviously gave you the Minnesota love.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We had no pro football in Arizona, so I was raised on the Vikings.
And therefore, this was a really big game for you.
It was a big, big one for you and your team. I'm sorry about your loss, number one.
It's okay. You know, it was a good season.
All right. Fantastic. I like that outlook.
I like that he's always so optimistic.
Number two, when you pulled up to the game, did you meet your brother at the game?
Oh, no. We carpooled.
You carpooled.
Yeah.
So you knew immediately what he was risking.
Well, I didn't at first. Because we drove there in normal clothes. And I get
no!
out.
No!
This makes the story
so much better. I get out of the passenger side and I kind of walk my way around. And as I turn the corner of the car, he's in a totally different outfit. And I'm like, when? How did you pull this? Like, he was a magician. It was crazy. It was like.
It was very Clark Kent of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very Clark
well,
Kent.
Thankfully, the outfit that he chose didn't have like a cummerbund and a tie. It was a onesie.
An adult onesie. Yeah.
In Vikings colors.
Not with the footies, obviously, because those would get tore up by the asphalt. So,
right.
You know, you can, your feet go in, you wear regular shoes.
Put some feet and shoes
cuffed.
Over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a hooded adult onesie.
With the straight pocket in the front, zip,
yep.
And everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's straight 9-year-old on Christmas morning Jew.
Yeah.
At the Vikings game.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Honestly, I was so geeked about going to this game that I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I love that. I love confidence on any grown person, especially when it brings in like their inner child. But confidence like that on a grown man does something to me.
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah.
just, wow.
Well, there was 3 restaurants, 3 different bars in that Westgate concourse.
Uh-huh.
that were having Vikings pre-parties.
Love
specifically.
That.
Yes.
And
he
so
was the king.
It was a sea of purple. When we walked up, he was instantly the hit. Like, there was tons of
love
jerseys
that.
And sweaters and everything, but his heads were turning. And I was literally watching. I could see their mouths going from afar. They were like, look at that onesie.
Do you think he was nervous wearing a onesie?
Not at all.
Well, I love that.
Not at all.
From That's the one phenomenal. Photo I saw, he looked super comf.
It oh, looked dude. Comfortable.
He got compliments all night.
I love that.
I got to hear from him.
We need to call him. Can we call him?
Yeah, he's probably up.
We got to call him. I need to hear his like what went through his brain when
we're
he said
hit
a
up
onesie.
Producer at AB Baby's brother Josh. On the confidence-inspired look that he was sporting at the game, a onesie. Next. I don't know how we did this, but we got a special guest on the line. I know how we did it. It's it's Abe's brother, Josh Pants Maney. First of all, we have to explain to the Camel Nation, where did pants come from?
One of those things that happens.
Abe, how does his name? Well, it's like the story goes like this.
So it's obviously his full name is Joshua, which kind of translates to like Yeshua or Yeshua, you know. And that became. And we had a friend of mine who was just this zany dude who started calling him Yeshi, and then that became Yeshi Pants, kind of like the way you would add pants to anything.
Okay,
giggle pants or anything.
Like giggle pants. Yeah.
Just added
sneaky
his like
pants. Okay, yeah, exactly. Sneaky pants.
So it just became Yeshi Pants, and then after a while, we would just drop the Yeshi sometimes and just say pants.
That is up, pants? So cute. Oh my gosh.
So yes, Josh, his nickname is Pants. you decided to elevate your experience at the Rams Vikings game by taking a bit of a risk, and I loved it.
Oh, with the onesie.
Yeah.
Oh, with the onesie? It's my normal attire. Well,
being a Vikings fan, going to the game itself is also a risk, but
true.
Yeah.
But also, he made it sound like he kind of rocks a onesie to work every day.
It sounds like his normal tax season attire. He's like, that is literally what I wear every day.
He was like, a onesie? You call that a risk? I call that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
We were undefeated when I wore it, so I had to try.
Superstition.
There it is.
I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stish.
It sounds pretty stish. I'm not going to lie.
I love that.
It sounds pretty superstitious.
A little stitious, not superstitious. I will compliment you. That thing.
It's phenomenal.
It not only looks like it's form-fitting, but it suits you a lot.
And it's comfy.
Yes.
It looks comfy.
Man, that thing, it just feels like you're being swaddled the whole time.
There's just something about a grown man enjoying and vocalizing feeling swaddled.
You know what, though? If your team is losing, it's nice to be comforted
it's
and
nice
swaddled.
It's like a hug.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. Now I know how Sam Darnold felt getting sacked all night.
Oh, my God.
He was cuddled.
Yes.
Secondly, what's going on with the Santa Claus thing here, Josh? Let's go.
Santa Claus. Oh, I was going for Opie from Sons of Anarchy.
That makes sense. Oh. I get that.
I didn't understand that reference.
Have you not seen Sons of Anarchy?
I did, but that was like 82 years ago.
That's true. I see it.
Hey, you got a girlfriend, right?
I do. She's actually the one that bought the onesie. It was a Christmas present.
Hey.
Wow!
So she saw it on a bar crawl and said, my boyfriend needs this.
I love that.
She's so supportive in so many ways.
Very, very.
And also very in tune with you.
Yeah.
Like my wife would buy something for me, I'd be like, ew, what? You think I would wear that? All right.
She sounds like a keeper.
Yeah, she gets it.
Pants, I'm sorry your team is officially out this season, but hopefully you will wear the onesie often next year.
I'll give it a whirl again.
We look forward to seeing many a pictures of the onesie.
Yeah.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey, Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Here's what I heard at 3 o'clock this morning.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
It was my smoke alarm.
No.
Smoke alarm going off, which at this time in the world, a smoke alarm going off in the middle of the night is
nightmare.
A little bit of a panic.
Yeah. Is everything okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I just I ran downstairs at 3 o'clock in the morning in my full-blown chonies.
Okay, love that for you.
Didn't see anything going on in the living room where the smoke alarm was, so I ran outside, and I'm like, you know what? I just got to make sure.
Absolutely.
Looked at the roof of my house because my AC unit is up there. I thought maybe that had sparked something. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Thankfully, everything was clear. Didn't smell any smoke. We're good to go. But I realized that, yeah, smoke alarms, they go bad after a while.
Yeah, they do.
And you check yours...
Yearly. I try to check them yearly.
Okay, annually. You're a good firefighter's daughter.
Yeah, daughter of a firefighter. Got to do what I got to do.
So the next thing I did was say, hey, I got to replace this puppy because my wife will not let me not replace it after one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Immediately jump in the vehicle. The closest hardware store I have is Lowe's.
Lucky you.
I love a Lowe's.
So do I. They have great, healthy, clean bathrooms.
I used to be a Depot guy.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. Past couple visits to Depot, I don't want to say bad things, but the Depot has kind of become like a retirement zone.
It's the slow Depot.
It's like when your dad's gonna, you know, get a job, which is what they do if maybe they realize, I didn't save enough money in my 401k, or I went to the Bahamas a few too many times.
Great life, but also.
You got to get a job. You're either finding them driving car services or they are at your Home Depot. And so I went to Lowe's. I was on a mission. I just wanted to be in and out. Get the smoke alarm and let's go.
Yeah.
There was a lovely young lady there who was extremely knowledgeable and also very excited to help me out. She was like,
love that.
Hello, sir. What can I get you? And I was like, smoke alarm. And she goes, aisle 19, down by your feet at the end of the row. And I was like, whoa.
Okay. Wow, she knew her stuff.
I went to aisle 19, down by my feet at the end of the aisle. Smoke alarms. Boom.
It was where she said it was.
It was exactly where it was. I picked out the one. Because now they have the smoke and monoxide, carbon and monoxide together.
Mm-hmm.
Grab that puppy out the door in 3 minutes flat.
Wow.
3 minutes in and out.
I'm not sure if I'm more impressed by the fact that she told you exactly where it was and she was right, or the fact that you were in and out in 3 minutes, because I love to meander in a good hardware store.
I love a good meander myself.
Yeah.
But this was not a case of meandering. After we've been busting our butts all morning, I was just like, let me get in and out.
Yeah.
Let's get this done with.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. And I love a good customer experience like that.
Same. And nothing grinds my gears than being in a store or a place that I love.
Yeah.
And the customer service is trash.
You almost said something else right there.
I did. It was
trash.
It was trash. And I can't. It bothers me so much. In fact, it bothers me to the point where I am currently boycotting a place that I love. Because the last two times the customer service was just trash.
They're on your trash list.
Yes, they are.
All right, tell me that story next.
Okay.
Nico and Cheyenne. Cheyenne?
Yeah.
I give you the platform. You want to roast them? This is the go time right here.
Let's do this. The Salad and Go on Lower Buckeye and 75th.
Oh, you're giving locations.
I am. Because it's very specific.
Okay.
Because it's this one.
I just had Lowe's and Home Depot.
The Salad and Go on Lower Buckeye and 75th.
So what? How are they failing in the customer service department?
The last two times. I get Salad and Go regularly.
Yeah.
The last two times I've been there, they have not put the lids on my salads well enough, and salad has spilt all over my car.
No.
Not even joking. And in fact, this last time, I was sitting in my car, and I was looking out through the window, and the guy is literally texting on his cell phone.
Oh, no.
And then you hand me my salad, which is great, until it, you know, popped off in my car. I wasn't mad about the phone until the salad that you put in my bag did not have the lid on all the way.
You had salad confetti all over your car.
And then I was mad.
Yeah.
And now I'm just grinding my gears that you were on your phone.
Salad and Go. They were like, go.
Yeah.
Go.
So that I can get back to my cell phone. Oh, I was so mad.
Dang, I'm
sorry.
So
now I'm boycotting the one on Lower Buckeye.
And 75th Avenue.
And 75th Ave.
And the employee's name was?
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not that much of a Karen.
We don't have to blow them up that heavy duty. Cheyenne, we got any texts coming through?
Yeah, text from the 602. My Starbucks barista knows my name, knows my order, and all I have to say is good morning, and she knows exactly what I'm getting every day.
Yeah!
Love that.
That's what it's all about right there.
I also love the my.
Yeah.
My Starbucks barista, because I go to the same Starbucks every day.
Yeah.
And my Starbucks barista also knows what I order. So I understand this. Because when it's good customer service, you just like... you adopt that person at that place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're yours.
They are yours.
And then when they're off that day, you're like, wait a second, where's my barista?
You mean I have to order? Like, what is this?
You know how it feels when you just finish running a marathon?
No, because I've never ran a marathon in my life.
Yeah, I don't know what that feels like either.
I am a strength athlete, not a cardio athlete.
But I imagine it feels like what I feel like right now.
Yes, we have definitely ran a marathon this week.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. And man, first week, I mean, it wasn't even a full week.
I mean, it was for us, and not like on like air, was it?
12 rounds with Muhammad Ali. But man, it's totally worth it.
Yeah. It's been a great week.
So fun. I love and appreciate you guys for being on this journey with us. Thank you, Camel Nation, for the support. We've gotten a lot of love, and we love that.
Yeah, we love love over here.
Lots of love right now.
Yeah.
Coming up on Valentine's Day,
ooh,
I'm feeling extra love.
Well, that's good.
So this is a reminder, folks, that you need to make your reservations now for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Like, plan ahead.
Guys.
Do something a little bit extra.
Don't wait till February 7th.
Because you're not going to get anything.
It's not going to work out that way.
No. You can go schedule it prime at Gila because it is stunning views and the food is so good.
And you can get a hotel room at the end of the night.
You can get a hotel room and you get champagne in the elevator on your way up.
And you get to hang out with Cheyenne.
I mean, I'll be at the bar by myself. It's fine.
On that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. Monday.
Monday's a holiday.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.